Hi, this is Delta Junior, and you're listening to Wrestling with Altitude.
Alright, welcome back to the Wrestling with Altitude podcast. I am your host, Mr. Fourth Row, and joining me on this episode, I have from Southern Extreme Professional Wrestling, Sean O'Reilly and Victoria York. How are you guys doing?
Doing alright.
Cold.
Cold. It is the season. You know, especially where Southern Extreme Wrestling is now located. But first question I've got for you here is, tell us all about Southern Extreme Professional Wrestling. Like, when did it get started? How did it get started? What was the thought process and all that?
That's all you, dear.
We started taking over a company down in Florida that was known as E1W. And it was handed off to my dad, who is a 30-year veteran in the Florida wrestling scene, wrestled for ECW for many, many years. NWA Florida, his dad was one of the original assassins, teamed with Jody Hamilton. And when he passed away, he kind of handed it off to us. And we've been running it since, but he started it kind of as a wrestling show to bring in the outcasts, guys that weren't being used properly, weren't being used anywhere because of injuries, whatever reason they may have taken a break. We brought them in and gave them a place to regain their crowd, show their talent, and show people they weren't down and out. They were just as good as they always have been.
Fascinating. And that was, now did you say E1W, like the number 1W? So Echo 1 Whiskey?
We were originally E1W, and we switched over to Southern. My dad pulled over.
When your dad took over? Okay, so how long was E1W in existence before the switchover?
I want to say E1W was around for about 5 years before we took over.
Okay.
My dad took over. We've been running going on almost 10 years now.
Okay. And that the name change happened all at that same time?
Yeah, it happened about 10 years ago, and then we were with E1W before that.
Awesome. Okay, very cool. All right. Now, what was the process in the name change? Was it just more, you know, kind of fitting to what you guys were doing?
My dad always had a vision with his dad. Southern was a very big part of where they grew up, their heritage, where they lived. Okay. Extreme, the kind of a nod to ECW, because it was a big part of my dad's career. And we just wanted to kind of use that because we do extreme wrestling that not every company will do.
Right.
And a little rough and tough 5'2" midget.
Okay. So then 10 years ago, you guys were based in what part of the country?
Newport Richey, Florida.
Newport Richey, Florida. Okay. All right. And so you've been doing that all up until probably the last, year or so out there?
We moved up to Wyoming. I want to say our first show up here in Wyoming was April.
Yeah.
Okay.
Before I had my daughter, about days before I gave birth to my daughter, we started.
What was the preface to making the move?
Well, there's no wrestling here. In Florida, we were kind of fighting for dominance, trying to find a spot where we fit in. And in Wyoming, we kind of have our own little territory. We don't have to fight anybody. We're the only ones here.
Right. Yeah, that is true. I mean, I know Florida has a lot of promotions and I would imagine specifically what you're kind of talking about is, you know, trying to find a date that you're not competing against people, trying to book talent and everything that comes with that.
Right here, it's more, we do check in with two of our promotions that we're good friends with, which is Primos, Battleground Pro Wrestling. We check with them, make sure our dates are overlapping. Like, we run Saturday this week, and Primos is actually running on Sunday, and we did that so that way we aren't overlapping on talent, and we can use our guys, they can use our guys, and we don't clash.
Yeah. So, making the move from Florida to Wyoming, people would ask, well, the name doesn't fit. Why is it... you know, just is it just you just want to keep that name because you got the branding so built so much? I also see that you also do still kind of partner sometimes with events and shows back down in Florida too. So is that part of it as well?
It's part of it, but a lot of the reason we're keeping the name and not doing any changes is because it was my dad, and he passed away 2 years ago this year.
Oh, okay.
And it was a name that meant a lot to him, and I don't see us running any other name.
Right. I mean, totally, totally understandable. And then you guys run like every other month, every 3 months. What's you guys is first year probably getting reacclimated to a new area. It's probably, you know, but what's the plan for what's that, and then what's the plan for like the future?
Right now, going every other month just because we're working with a new venue and we're looking at more venues, trying to find somewhere we can run monthly. As of right now, we're doing month by month to kind of gauge the interest in the area and make sure that we've got a crowd before we start running every month and not running shows every month where we have 5 or 10 people. I'd rather run a show every other month and have the bigger crowd so my guys have more eyes on them.
Yeah. It's certainly understandable. You mentioned this venue that you're at. I've been doing a little research on it. It looks pretty interesting. Tell us, and it's this Beast Foundation. What's that Beast Foundation all about?
Miss Carey opened up the Beast Foundation to give kids on the street somewhere to go, somewhere safe. They could play basketball, volleyball, basically have a community where we can go play sports, be off the street, stay out of trouble, just somewhere the community can come together.
Yeah, that's cool. And I'm suspecting that there probably wasn't much, you know, just like you said, there wasn't much wrestling out in Wyoming. There probably wasn't much that set up there as well, because we think Wyoming is, you know, rural, and it kind of is and kind of isn't. It's kind of a little bit of mix.
It's a small city, but it's got a lot of heart. We are actually surprised with the amount of people that come out. A lot of people who didn't know about wrestling, they come out for their first time, and they've been at every show since.
Right. Yeah. So true. And then you said you started your first show here in they've all been in Cheyenne, correct?
All of our shows up north have been in Cheyenne. We're looking at branching out with other companies and partnering up. It's discussions that we're going to have so we can run other places. But yeah, as of right now, Wyoming has become our second home.
Yeah. And what was it like doing that very first show in a new territory, quote unquote?
It was definitely scary because we wanted to see what the outcome, what the need, what the interest was going to be. We actually partnered with a local cheerleading group, the Capital City Nightmares, and they brought out their girls. They perform at our halftime shows, and they are the loudest fans we have. It's 32 10 to 12 year old girls and a couple gentlemen as well, and they've brought a new kind of energy that we never saw in Florida up here.
How did you find this group?
They actually found us. We were posting on Facebook, kind of putting out feelers for venues, and our head coach actually contacted us asking if it's something we would be okay with having the girls there. And ever since then, it's been an amazing working relationship. Their head cheerleaders, coaches are actually our marketing team up here in Wyoming.
Oh, that's very cool. So are they more, are they a cheerleader, dance group, spirit squad, type of group? Is that kind of what they
They're
are?
cheerleaders. They're actually, we help them raise money towards their competition. They'll actually be going to Vegas. I believe it's of next year.
Oh, okay. That's very cool. That's something unique that I don't think a lot of companies have, to be honest with you. You know.
We weren't sure how it's going to turn out, but these girls are ruthless. Like, they don't give our guys any room. They're meaner than most of our adult crowd.
That's fantastic. That's great. Kind of going a little bit about that, going back to a little bit about that first show here in Cheyenne back in April. How did it go? How did you feel it went?
We did almost over what 300? 300. Our first show when, and then we also brought in Chris Adonis, also known as Chris Masters, for our first show, and we drew almost 300, if not a little over 300.
That's great. And did you get a feel whether the fans in attendance were a lot of people from Cheyenne and close by? Do you feel like you pulled some people
They
from
were
Nebraska, some people from Colorado, maybe?
mainly from Cheyenne area.
We're a big military city,
Right,
so we
yeah.
had a lot of active duty people who heard about us on base that wanted to come out and see wrestling.
Yeah, because there is that, there's the Air Force Base up there, correct? All right, believe in Cheyenne. I forget which Air Force Base it is.
F-F-F-E-1.
Yeah. Yeah, right up there. As soon as you get into Cheyenne, I mean, you can't miss it. It's right, you know, when you go on I-25, it's right there as you are going through Cheyenne. So, yeah, that's
Yeah.
cool.
If you see three big ass missiles, then it's right there.
Yeah, right on the west side of I-25. It's that's where it's at. Yeah, you can't miss it. I drive through the area quite a lot for my shoot job, so going from well from because I'm based in Denver, so I you know sometimes going to Cheyenne for a you know call or sometimes to Scotts Bluff and heck sometimes even to Rapid City, South Dakota. So I go through Cheyenne a lot when it comes to those kind of things, and I always see that Air Force Base. And one nice thing I do like about it is if I'm on my way home back to Denver, I'm almost home after that long trip, which is nice. So, all right. So, getting into a little bit more about SXPW, what is it like for the future? What's the plan? Just gonna continue to go every other month with the shows?
Our main goal is to start running every month. But we have to find a permanent home that will allow us to, constantly, run every month and is be willing to partner with us to help us advertise it. The Beast Foundation helps us advertise it and everything. It's hard to work with dates that we're wanting to have. Like, we're technically supposed to have a show October 28th, but we had to move our date because they had something already booked. So it's one of those things of finding a venue that will let us constantly run on the days that we're wanting to run and do.
Right. I would imagine, yeah, with what they're doing, helping out with their, doing their activities, and then you trying to secure a date, it could be a lot of a competition, especially certain times of the year.
It is, and with them not having wrestling ever up here, it's a lot of the venues are skeptical about it because
Yeah.
of
The liability.
the liability of what we put our bodies through and all that kind of stuff. So it's difficult to try to reassure them on a lot of things.
Right. And the people that in the know, of course us three know, independent professional wrestling is not the cliche that people think that it's the backyard wrestling anymore. It's people train and it's professional, and it's a, you know, independent professional wrestling is a good presentation of form of entertainment. I mean, would you agree with that?
Yeah. A lot of people don't understand that, you know, we're not backyarders. We're actually trained professionals that do this for a living, that do travel out of state for and perform and stuff, and spend time away from our families and everything to do this because we love it. And that's why we put our bodies on the line almost every weekend and put our bodies on the line every day in training, because freak accidents in the sport of wrestling do happen in training as well.
True. Yeah. I mean, you never know what can happen. Yeah. They need to, people that are, you know, unfamiliar, they just kind of need to know if they can get a parallel. Hey, we're just like a professional athlete that, you know, plays, you know, 16 Sundays a year or whatever, you know, or 16 Saturdays a year, you know, we're the same thing. We travel, we perform, we've got, you know, places that we have events at or games or matches or, you know, the et cetera. And it's basically the same thing.
It's just like high school football. You can get hurt in high school football just like we can in wrestling. That's why we train and work hard.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's you know, and it's like you mentioned, it's your career. It's you know, something that you have a passion for, and that you know, that you are now doing. You know, and speaking of that, since we're kind of talking about that now, Sean, you actually wrestle too, is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah. How long have you been in the biz, as they say?
July 31st of this year made 14 years grand total.
14 years, wow. And how did you start? What got you itching to step in the ring?
I've watched it since I was, a young kid. Watched it with my grandfather, watched it with my great-grandmother, who was a big rock fan. And she literally, every time he would pop on TV, if I was sitting in her lap, she would throw me off because of how excited. But I've always been a big fan of the sport, of the business. And in 2009, I was living in Utah, and a coworker actually brought me to a show, and stuff. And I started talking to the owner and promoter of it and the booker of it and stuff. And he invited me to come out for one day free worth of training. And the first day of training, I fell in love with it and been doing it ever since. And so I've been everywhere between Utah to Texas to Mississippi, Florida, Tennessee, Georgia, New Jersey, and now here in Cheyenne, where I kind of grew up at somewhat of my childhood life.
No, that's fantastic. It's kind of almost come a little bit full circle for you.
Yep, and the only thing that, you know, I promised my grandfather before he passed that he would get to watch me live and in color, and unfortunately I lost him three or four years ago before I moved back here. And but my grandmother came to our first show, and she got to watch me along with my Uncle Jared, so I knew he was with me as well too that night.
Oh, that's awesome. And and Victoria, you're pretty much got in the business because of the family relations, is that correct?
Yeah. I was basically born into it, and I tried my hand at training, injured myself, and now I do the background work, the managing, in-ring on the microphone, but none of the physical anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, it's certainly understandable. Hey, everybody's got there's parts to fill, and everybody's got a part. And there is the, I don't know if you ever heard this cliche, sometimes the people that can't coach, or, you know, that's kind of one of the sayings, but it's just kind of a parallel that you can, the ones that can't or just doesn't fit for them, there's still other you know, possibilities, because there's many facets to this wacky world of professional wrestling.
I'm a third generation, and I truly don't see myself doing anything else. My son is interested in it. He's only three, and he practices the move he sees dad on his siblings.
As all youngins kind of will do, give the their siblings being the guinea pigs. I love it. That's great. Well, you know what we should probably do at this point is talk about, you have a show coming up this Saturday, the 11/11 on the technically the real Veterans Day. You know, that's the, you know, when Veterans Day actually is, but you know, sometimes it gets celebrated early if it lands on a weekend. So tell us about the show you got coming up here. It's November to Remember. Is that correct?
Yes. And the reason why I picked that date, not only because it was the day that we had an opening at the venue, but because Veterans Day is very near and dear to me.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know this, but I grew up in the military lifestyle. My dad served, my grandfather, all family members from my dad's side to my mom's side have all served. I'm the only one that did not. I went a different route, and instead of serving my country, I went and served my community as a police officer in New Orleans. But I've had friends that have served, the Veterans Day is very near and dear to me because it's a way that I could pay back, you know, the vets and active duty members that put their lives on the line every time they're gone away from home for 6 months to a year at a time, to where they give us the ability to do what we do on a weekly basis, because without them, unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to perform. We wouldn't be able to put on shows. We wouldn't be able to do any of that without them. So it's a way for me to pay back my respects to the ones who have fallen, and the ones who are currently in to this day.
Right. And especially at the time of this recording, the little bit of turmoil that's happening in the world right now, that it is kind of important that we can do that and do give them the recognition and do give them the thanks for serving and protecting us.
Yes.
That's fantastic. So let's talk about the card. You can talk a little bit about the matches that we have coming up. And I suspect, as always, we're probably going to have some surprises that we would still want to hold near to the vest. But what can we talk about when it comes to the card on Saturday?
Well, what we can talk about is that we have, I do believe he still is. I haven't gotten confirmation that he isn't, but we do have the NWA TV World Heavyweight Champion Tom Latimer coming out, and he's going against a very good friend of mine named Killian Crow in the main event that night. We also have a tag team match going on. You have myself versus I Am the Provider out of Denver coming up to work. We have female wrestling, we have singles, we have teammates against teammates going against each other. I mean, we have a stacked card going on.
That's fantastic. Now, since you guys have recently, relocated, have you guys laid any of the championship into place, or is that still a work in progress down the road?
That's a work in progress. Right now, we're in the works of trying to find somebody that makes belts to where we can customize, you know, a tag team belt, women's belt, heavyweight title, and a cruiserweight, because I'm not in the heavyweight division. I only weigh 165, so I'd put myself in the category of cruiserweights.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't do the high-flying stuff anymore because I can't, or I just choose not to.
Yeah. And, you know, and I asked that question because I assume when you were in Florida, you had that, but you kind of had to put a little bit of, pause or reshuffling when you made that move.
Yeah, we had to. Right now, currently, I still hold the hardcore title for our company. And then that's another thing is we got to find a venue that will allow us to do stuff like, you know, hardcore matches.
Right.
Because that's my forte. That's my specialty and what I like to do.
Our lightweight champion is actually in Alabama right now, Billy McLeod. He's been with us since the beginning. He's holding our lightweight belt right now, and we're looking to get him up here.
Cool. That's awesome. Very, very cool. Now, what people are interested in coming to the show, tickets and you know, where it's at exactly, bell time, door time, and all that fun stuff like that.
Door time is 4:30. Bell time is 5:30. It's at the Beast Foundation on Sunflower Road. Tickets are available online on Eventbrite. They're also available at the door the day of. And we do take card at the door if need be.
Right. Awesome.
Yeah. And don't forget, it is Veterans Day. All vets and active duty members are $5 a ticket.
Oh, $5 for veterans. That's a fantastic deal. Yeah.
Yes. All vets and active duty members are all $5. Normal ticket prices are $15. Kids 5 and under are free.
And kids over 5 are 10.
Yeah, okay. So children in the, you know, what, 5 to 13 age range or whatever are 10?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, okay. Awesome. Yeah. Which is a normal Android. Very, very, very cool. Awesome. All right. Well, that's, I think, a great place. I'm excited to, for this event. I think, to be honest with you, I think I'm actually going to be able to make it because I don't have any prior commitments. Cause if you guys know, so, you know, we get so busy if you're, you know, acting in, this wacky world of professional wrestling and activities, you know, like we mentioned earlier, sometimes there's a lot of, schedule conflicts and, you can't duplicate yourself. So, that's great. Before I do let you go, if people wanted to keep up with, Southern Extreme Professional Wrestling, like, out there on the internet and the social media, where could they, follow you guys?
Right now, we're just on Facebook under Southern Extreme Professional Wrestling. We do have our videos on YouTube under SXPW. We're working on Instagram and Twitter. It's been a long time since I've had to use them, so I'm getting reacclimated with them before I launch those platforms.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, that's good. I mean, that's definitely a start. At least you're out there, so people can do that. So, yeah.
And
go ahead.
And because the wife forgot to mention this, Extreme is spelled with an X and not an E.
Right. Yes, it's the omitted vowel spelling.
My father didn't want to copy ECW, so he removed the E and put an X in its place.
Right. Totally understand. That's very cool. Awesome. All right. Well, I want to thank you both for coming on to the podcast and letting the listeners get to know about SXPW, Southern Extreme Professional Wrestling, and hopefully being able to meet you this Saturday at the show.
Looking forward to it.
Once again, a big, huge thank you to Sean O'Reilly and Victoria York for coming on to this episode of the Wrestling with Altitude podcast and introducing themselves to the listeners of the show. This upcoming Saturday, head up to Cheyenne if you are so inclined and catch their show for November to Remember. I know it's been a little while since I have recorded a Wrestling with Altitude podcast. Life has just been busy with the other things that I do in this wacky world of professional wrestling, but I'm going to try to get back into getting some of these episodes done each and every week. There is plenty of things to talk about, plenty of people to interview, and plenty of wrestling to enjoy. So let's first of all do a little bit of a review of what I've been doing. Of course, you guys know that I'm the merch coordinator for Rocky Mountain Pro, and of course we had a very busy 2023 with still a few shows left in the bucket to do. So that takes a lot of time, especially when we have at least one weekly show. And then sometimes those weekends when we have four shows, like on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Now I've been able to, since it's slowing down a little bit, been able to get to a couple other shows here and there. Mainly, most recently, been to the Battleground Pro Wrestling show, November Pain, where they crowned the very first tag team champions. Congrats to Downfall Cathedral for defeating the Pillars of Destiny. But knowing the Pillars of Destiny, I know they're not satisfied and they're going to come back for those belts real soon. So I hope the Downfall Cathedral is ready for that challenge, which I suspect are. So what do we got on tap for this upcoming weekend? Of course, Saturday we've got the November to Remember with Southern Extreme Professional Wrestling. And then, of course, on Sunday, like they had mentioned, and I will mention too, Primos is having their show this upcoming Sunday. That is loaded. So on Sunday, November 12th, doors at 6, bells at 7 at the Roxy Theater at 2549 Welton Street in Denver, Colorado. You can get tickets from their Facebook page, so follow them on Facebook. And you can also, if you guys are none in the area, I believe you can also watch their shows on the Fight TV platform as well. So tickets also available at RoxyDenver.com for the Primos show. If you want to get tickets, of course, for the Southern Extreme Professional Wrestling show, you can get them at the door. You can buy them online as well. And then just to remind you, the Beast Foundation is where this is going to be at, up in Cheyenne, Wyoming. So just a little bit of a trip there. You can get that info at their Facebook page. All right. Well, if you want to help support the show, be greatly appreciated. Head over to my Pro Wrestling Tees website. I believe there's a Black Friday sale happening here, if not at the time of this recording, real close. So head over to ProWrestlingTees.com. Put in that search field, Mr. Fourth Row. I've got lots of shirts to choose from that you can help support me. And you can also support everything that I do in this wacky world of professional wrestling. Be greatly appreciated. Please follow Wrestling With Altitude out there on the interwebs and on the social media. WrestlingWithAltitude.com is the website. Facebook, Wrestling With Altitude. On Twitter, at WrestleAltitude. Follow me, Mr. Fourth Row. I'm on all of the above. Mr. Fourth Row, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And then, as always, thank you for listening and having fun wrestling with altitude.